You're listening to Wings on Wings. Today we're covering Season 1, Episode 1, Legacy. In this episode, which aired on April 19th, 1990, estranged brothers Joe and Brian Hackett reunite in the Nantucket, Massachusetts airport, where Joe is a pilot, to track down a mysterious inheritance left to them by their deceased father. And today's wing sauce is the original Anchor Bar Buffalo Wing Sauce medium recipe.
Hey everybody, welcome to Wings on Wings. One down, 171 to go. I am Brett.
I'm Doug.
This is Michelle.
And this is DJ.
We're about to talk about our first episode of Wings. The first episode of Wings I've ever watched.
Yes.
Same for Michelle.
I felt confident after watching that first episode that I've never seen this show before.
1,000%.
I definitely saw the show. Don't remember the pilot.
I remember pretty well.
I didn't remember the setup. I knew they knew the airport. I knew all that, but I don't remember the estranged brothers brought together by the death in the family sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the first episode.
We are.
And we're also going to talk about our first wing sauce.
Yes.
Tell us about it, DJ.
Ooh. All right. So the first wing sauce of the show is the original Anchor Bar Buffalo wing sauce. Anchor Bar claims to be the inventor of the buffalo wing, so what better way to start?
Yeah, I've actually eaten at the Anchor Bar before a couple years ago when I was in Buffalo for a concert, and they were mighty good. Yes. I will say that.
I don't think I've ever been to Buffalo.
I was in Buffalo once.
Mm-mm.
I drove up in a snowstorm.
Nice.
I like driving to snowstorms.
That's year round in Buffalo, I hear.
Well, that's true, but yeah. Driving to shows in snowstorms seems to be a thing for me.
I went to Buffalo in, it was around April 19th or so, and yeah, there was still like 4 feet of snow on the ground.
I believe it.
I've also never been to Nantucket.
Okay. Well,
me neither.
Me either. So, a brief little overview. This is the first episode. I guess it was the pilot. Yeah. No pun intended. It aired on April 19th of 1990. And let's talk about it, everybody.
Oh my God, I was like 7 months old.
Yeah.
You were an infant, yeah.
I was an actual infant.
Are we going to eat these wings, too?
We are, yes.
Okay. Let's eat some wings, goddammit.
So, I guess we're kind of introduced to Joe first, right?
Or Joe Hackett, yes, sir.
Joe Hackett's your first guy. He's a pilot, he owns the airport, I guess?
No, he doesn't own the airport. He owns Sandpiper Air.
The Weasley dude with the mustache owns the airport?
No, he owns
the other airline. Okay.
Aeromass, which has 7 planes.
Just whoever?
Don't. It's a public works item.
Okay.
How about that?
So we meet Joe. He's fondling an airplane, for lack of a better term.
Yep, and Lowell thinks that might be about him.
And Lowell thinks it's about he makes some sort of remark about him loves the airplane, and Lowell, the mechanic who we then meet, played by Thomas Hayden Church from Sideways,
Spider-Man 3,
some other things.
Ned and Stacy, he left Wings to do Ned and Stacy.
Okay, so there you go.
That's where I know him from.
Oh, wait a minute,
you know
how
Ned
the fuck?
And Stacy?
You don't know
I
Wings,
do,
but you
I
know
remember
Ned and
Stacy.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, I still need to talk to you in my exasperated voice.
That'll be our another Ned and Stacy podcast.
You must have been a very weird 7-year-old who's like, I'm going to watch Ned and Stacy.
Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm saying.
I had a weird childhood, Michelle.
There's a little heat here. I was expecting like a medium. This is a little hotter than I expected.
Right. I'll tell you what about the episode. As soon as I saw Lowell, I was like, I'm going to be a fan of this guy.
So my history with the show, I don't want to keep referencing this, but he's the character. He becomes the breakout star, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
So we meet him. We meet Lowell. Then we're in the airport where we see Crystal Bernard. The star of Slumber Party Massacre 2. There is a little bit of heat in these wings.
Yeah, there's a little bit. Full disclaimer, I don't handle hot shit like I used to.
Yeah, well, it's a...
How you doing, baby? I'm managing.
I'm shocked. I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. But there's a little bit of heat in this.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
This show's gonna get off the rails as we go for having hotter stuff.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
If we're already like, oh, this medium's really kicking my ass.
So other character that I feel is sort of the breakout is Roy Biggins.
Is it the airplane?
Oh. David Schramm. The greasy owner of Aeromass.
And he's very greasy.
He is very greasy. Very greasy.
Yeah, he's going to be one of your more or less antagonists. He's kind of the sleazy guy. Yeah, they kind of make some jokes that he's like a little bit of a pervert. And,
sure.
And yeah, he's the kind of guy who would fuck his mother over for a fucking dollar.
Right. Mm. So, basically because of the pilot, when we meet the main core cast, Tim Daly is Joe Hackett. Steven Weber is his brother, the sort of laid-back slacker brother. Brian Hackett, both pilots, which is an interesting thing. Their father has died and has left them some sort of inheritance. And they're there to collect. They haven't seen each other in a while. They don't get along. There's a lot of talk of a girl that the Brian stole.
Carol.
Carol was married to Joe Hackett.
To Joe Hackett.
Yeah, and Carol ended up with Brian Hackett.
Yes, and they call her a pig.
Yes, a lot.
over and over again in this episode, which in 1990, I guess, was fine.
Well, this is like it's a real feminist piece of work.
Yes.
Here.
So then you meet Helen, Bernard.
Before we continue in this whole synopsis, can we talk really briefly about why you would fly from Nantucket to Boston and how long that flight might be?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure. How was that? Like, like 20 minutes?
We need to Google it.
It's a pretty... They're pretty fucking close, if I remember right.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like... the whole state of Massachusetts, it's like...
It's tiny.
You can drive through that pretty quickly.
But it's an island.
Yeah.
They said that on the show.
Wait, but why don't you just take a ferry? How far offshore is this?
If you're in a hurry, I guess, you know.
Man.
I don't know.
My nose
I'm working
is
on it right now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess airport security in 1990 wasn't exactly what it is today. So you could probably just show up and get on a plane.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I don't think you'd make an airport comedy these days.
No. Can we talk about the lady behind like the main desk too?
Mm-hmm.
When she's Faye. That's her name, Faye.
Faye.
When she was like, "Oh yeah, like don't get too close to the propeller because we've only had one minor accident."
Yeah, Faye.
I was like, "Oh, Faye, that's dark."
Played by Rebecca Scholl.
Okay.
So we meet Helen, who is a childhood friend of the brothers.
Yes, she is. She grew up with them.
She moved from Texas. He makes a reference to moving from Texas.
Yeah. And there's also an entire thing. One of the things they established about her is she used to have a ton of weight on her.
Okay.
And she lost a bunch of the weight.
Sure.
Oh, quick side note. Yeah, let's see. There is a 7:05 flight leaving Nantucket. Lands in Boston at 7:53, so 48 minutes.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Nowadays.
Yeah.
This is like with all of the shit that they have to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I cannot find... Yeah, every flight is 48 minutes, except for this one that's 4 hours long.
What
the fuck?
I have a question.
Well, there's a stop there that's MVY. I'm not sure what the fuck MVY is.
I have a question. Is this the famous Nantucket that man came from?
Sure.
Okay.
Is there another Nantucket?
I don't know.
There's only the one Nantucket.
I always assumed it was like, I don't know, in Tennessee for some reason. I don't know why.
Nantucket, Tennessee?
I don't know why.
Is that real?
Why would you assume that?
You thought Nantucket was in Tennessee?
I just thought it was, I thought there was a bunch of Nantuckets. I didn't know there was only one Nantucket.
Okay.
No, I think there's just the one.
Just the one? Okay, well.
I'm pretty sure.
Sort of like Springfield.
My nose is running a little here.
Yeah, this is,
I'm a little embarrassed that we start with this medium sauce. And I'm
we're going to get crushed.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We totally are.
All right. So, still more with the episode. So, the brothers come together, and the lackadaisical one shows up. What's that one? Brian. And he is, like, cracking wise and making fun of everybody and dressed like a goober.
parachute pants.
Parachute pants and a pair of sandals in 1990. We're good.
Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. And they're making some jokes. They're talking about their dad. And the first thing that kind of caught me in the episode is that they talked about how the last time they saw their dad and the last thing he said to him. And the last thing he said to him was, sit on my lap, Edie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't understand what that means. And they said he thought it was Edie Gourmet. So I looked up who Edie Gourmet was.
Okay.
Because I had no idea. I'm thinking, anybody else know who Edie Gourmet?
Not a
anybody?
Damn clue.
Edie Gourmet, American singer. Hits on the pop and Latin pop charts. She sang solo and with her husband, Steve Lawrence. And she's first cousin to Neil Sedaka.
Wow.
I know that name.
Yeah. So she died in 2013.
Who's so, Neil Sedaka?
This is where we're going to go with this now.
Let's go down the wormhole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody was like, oh, Neil Sedaka. Oh, yeah. Oh, and me and Neil, we go way back.
Me and the knees.
I felt like I was the odd man out here. Is it a wrestling thing?
We used to go down the China Club together.
The China Club.
Neil Sedaka sang. These are a little, yeah, a little bit. Neil Sedaka sang some songs. Oh, Carol, When We Take It to the Blues. I don't know. Any Calendar Girl? I don't know.
Why did you all know who he was?
I just know the name.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I heard the name. I know he's a singer.
Where are you hearing this name?
I don't know.
You're around?
Like, around, yeah. We're hip. We're with it.
Hey, you hear that latest Neil Sedaka record?
Mm-hmm. Yo, the Neil Sedaka joint.
That's the knees. No.
The knees bees.
The knees bees.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
The knees bees. All right, so what else do we have that happened in this episode?
So, I don't know.
They get the package, right?
Yes. Oh, so there's a series of keys.
Yeah. What is walls of? I'm jumping around. Oh my god, these are hot.
That's okay. Focus.
You really can't handle it.
Good job, Anchor Bar.
I'm done. We
got like ghost pepper stuff.
Yeah, we got
so.
Some headbangers coming in, baby.
Oh man, we're gonna die.
And then he just mosh and crush that.
In the words of Wow, mosh and crush,
mosh yes. and crush,
mosh and thrasher.
No,
the headbanger.
Yeah. Oh, mosh and thrasher.
Michelle's literally gonna murder us if we turn us into a wrestler.
I have no idea. I just feel so lost. I'm like, did we just watch the same thing? There is no moshing or crushing or whatever you just said.
There was crushing of comedy, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Michelle.
I mean, if you mean that they crushed the very spirit of comedy, then that's probably
that's
true.
Not true. The people in the absolutely real studio audience were laughing very hard.
Yeah. Yes.
At all the exactly right moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
So, what else? What else happened in this episode? Where the brothers are at odds, and they slowly start to turn around. Right.
Well, the entire thing is they've had their series of differences. Yeah. They haven't spoken in 6 years. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they have the package they got from the attorney where they're supposed to open it together and go through all of this.
Yes.
And the implication is Joe is the button-down one and Brian's the fuck-off.
Anal. Yeah. They use the word anal a whole bunch and actually say, does that word mean anything to you?
A lot of anal references in this pilot.
Also, Brian hits on Helen. It looks much better now because, as they allude to, when she was younger... she was a heavier girl, and now she looks better. And he's like, "Oh, that body," so on and so forth. But he makes a weird joke. He's like, "Oh, so you and Helen are?" And the brother's like, "No, she's like family to me." And he's like, "Oh, it's about time I give that little tyke a bath."
Yeah,
yep. Which was a weird sexual
like
reference
sister.
Innuendo.
Yep.
It was an odd one.
Yeah, that was a little...
I guess not in 1990.
The 90s were pretty cringy. It was a pretty cringy time. I mean,
totally.
You know,
but
we've been through
a lot of shit as a nation.
We a
varying degree
world.
Of children in 1990.
Yeah.
it's just an odd joke.
I was 8 in 1990,
yes.
So probably people are already making inappropriate remarks to me at 8 as a woman.
I'd imagine.
Probably.
I don't remember, but it was the 90s and people were like, oh, let me give that little tyke a bath.
Ew. Oh my God.
That was the creepiest. That was the creepiest. I wouldn't exactly call this a woke show in 1990 with all of their like, she's a pig and like all their other.
Yeah.
But there was another.
You just have to like keep in mind the times. Just
What was the other reference that we were upset because it was the 90s and I don't remember
which one. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
That's weird.
There was a lot of very feminist pieces in here.
Yes. Well, I have a little piece of trivia about the show here.
Oh baby.
Thomas Hayden Church, Lowell. Initially auditioned to play the role of Brian Hackett.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. But was replaced by Stephen Weber.
Huh. And then they were like, well, we'll just add a mechanic.
Yeah, I mean, you need a mechanic.
Yeah.
So, he's probably better for that role. He's like the dopey mechanic. He's funny, but dumb.
What kind of name is Lowell? Is that a common name?
Yeah.
He collected toenail clippings
in
a mason jar.
They did do that weird thing where they made some sort of reference to Lowell being a creep.
And they also made the inbred joke as well.
Yes.
Just again. He sure did.
1990, everybody.
Yeah.
So, what else? What else we got? I'm not even done eating my wings yet.
It was a good setup episode.
The jokes weren't going. It was a pilot. They introduced all the characters, had that kind of going. The end of the episode, Brian gets a job. You find out that Brian's wife has have left him. He was flying charter in the Caribbean or whatever.
For rich folk.
What was the Noriega or something?
Oh, yeah, the Noriega reference that you made. Yeah. What did he say? The Noriega barbecue is not looking so good this year.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. Explain that to us, Doug. Okay, so in, I think it was 89-90, Manuel Noriega, who was dictator of Panama, was unseated by U.S. military forces.
He's doing this from his own memory, by the way.
Yep, there's nothing in front of you, you sick fuck.
Well, famously, number one, he was holed up in his presidential palace for a while, and when they were trying to run him out of there, they were just blasting noises and sounds at him, i.e. like they did in 1993 during the Waco standoff with the Branch Davidians. In addition to that, famously, the conspiracy theory was that actually Manuel Noriega was actually a CIA operative who went rogue and said, fuck working for the fucking goddamn CIA, I could have my own fucking country in the Caribbean.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a wild shit, but that's one of the many things that destabilized the entire fucking region for years.
Wow. They reference it on 90s sitcom Wings.
Yeah.
because it was such a funny piece of comedic current event.
Well, I meant it was like at that point people probably really knew about it, right? Yeah. It was in the news and everything.
It was similar to when Fulgencio Batista was.
Oh yeah, just like Fulgencio.
Yeah, totally, just like
Fulgencio. Like that. I was just thinking that.
I know Fulgencio, cousin of Dave.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
back
in the old days, Havana was a big party spot run by the mob. Fulgencio Batista, he was in the pocket of big business in the United States.
Okay.
Then you had, of course, the Cuban Revolution led by. God, I'm blanking on his name now. I can picture his face. Cigar beard.
Fidel Castro?
Thank you.
Really? You pulled out you said
Flamingo, whatever?
Fidel Batista.
It's not hard.
You don't remember Fidel Castro?
I can't remember everything.
What's the matter with you?
Do I look like a history
teacher? He's like the face of villainy in the U.S. since 1963.
Wings on Wings, your leading history podcast.
I was going to say, Dan Carlin, we're coming for you. Anyway, getting back to the meat of the matter. So, yeah, of course.
Oh, I see what you did there. Meat. On meat. Chicken wings.
He didn't do that.
No, I did not. I mean, he
did, but not on purpose.
All right. So Flamingo,
off the rails.
Flamingo Dominguez and Fidel Castro. No, I don't remember what you said in the slightest anymore.
I think it was like Fugino.
I don't remember.
Batista.
You're being so indignant about us not remembering this name. the weird, like, just odd section of history. And you didn't remember Fidel Castro. It's still blowing my mind. All right. Let's get back to wings. So, oh my God.
I'm going to preface this. We're all sober.
We are.
I did have a glass of whiskey earlier.
Yeah, that is true. That's very true.
So, we also get a scene where the brothers are trying to make good. Was the flying the airplane before or after the package?
It was, they found the final key.
Yeah, didn't they have to fly? Yeah, oh yeah, to get the key.
They had to fly to go to the bank, and it was a series of keys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they went to two different banks, two bus stations, a train station, something.
So they're in an airplane, they're flying, they're next to each other, and they're arguing back and forth, and there's a guy, the passenger in the back, who is scared because they're arguing. And he ended up being pretty much the funniest guy on the episode.
I thought so.
They were talking about, I'd rather crash this plane than work for you and all this other stuff. And the guy's like, I'll give you a job. Just don't crash the plane. So that was an interesting little part. That guy, actually, he's here on the cast list as well.
Who was it?
Yeah. Let's see what kind of career he had.
It was Tori Hansen.
Sure.
As frightened passenger. That's
I mean the credit works out.
I was gonna say second cousin of Stan.
Known in for The Exorcist in 2016, Chicago Fire, The Detroiters. He was on Empire. So the guy still works.
Wow, good for him.
Do you know what The Detroiters also stars?
No.
Kevin Nash.
Yes, oh, really? It does.
Okay. All right.
Little too sweet.
So his first series work was one episode of Cheers as customer number three.
A lot of extra work.
Huh? Then this episode of Wings as frightened passenger. And he didn't work again until 1997.
Damn.
Where he's in a movie called Dark Drive, where he's a helicopter pilot.
Wow, good for him. Wings the helicopter pilot.
Just little episodes. Good job. A couple little things here and there. Nothing great. Nothing huge.
No.
But
he was funny on the episode.
He was funny on this episode. So
I guess, how are people feeling about Wings? How are people feeling about these characters that we're going to be with for the next 3 years of our lives?
It's super 90s.
Yes.
It is super 90s, yeah.
So, it's like super 90s, like, sitcom on NBC, which is like kind of, I don't know, I think sitcom on NBC, I just think of Seinfeld.
Sure.
And, I mean, I hope this is like Seinfeld. Maybe. I'm going to say no. But
no, because this is definitely about something.
True, you're right about that.
So it's a little different for me, since I remember the show, I remember the characters. I have vague impressions of who the characters are. So going into this, I knew what we're getting into. I know that I'm going to like Lowell the best, and the creepy dude who runs the other airline is going to be really weird and greasy.
Oh, Roy Biggins.
Biggins, yes.
It's a fitting name.
It is. It's a very good name.
Oh, that's the other feminist, the Major Hooters. That was the joke.
There was a lady wearing a tight sweater. She was walking down the hall or walking through the airport, and the Brian goes, "Major Hooters," and she's like, "What did you just say?" He's like, "Officer Major Hooters from
Major
the
Jim Hooters, Jim US Hooters. Air Force."
There you go. So So again, the 90s. It's a weird time.
Yeah. Very weird.
Weird time. 30 years ago.
Boy, it's wild. Seems like yesterday.
They're already setting up some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go too much into it because I want everybody to be surprised by the fun of it. But Faye, the counter attendant who kept making some of the really morbid jokes, she's got a really fucked up backstory on the show.
Okay.
We'll get there when we get there.
Oh, shit, really?
Oh, yeah, it's all comedic, of course, but it's pretty fucked and weird.
I'm excited for that.
So, and also Roy Biggins, they do a lot of stuff with his character. Basically, a lot of the stuff that was topical in the 1990s, they challenge his character with.
Okay.
We'll let that episode come out as it shows up.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's not exactly a... It was an interesting, good utility player on NBC's lineup back in the 90s.
Sure. Okay, well. Do we have anything else to talk about in this episode?
No, did we talk about how it ended?
How did it end?
I just didn't know what we were talking about.
Did we feel like the end was notable?
Yeah, because he hired his brother.
He did hire his brother.
What a touching television moment.
Yeah, they found the whole...
That's right. The
box.
The present that they gave his dad.
Yeah, and like a bunch of like weird, silly snake things popped out. And it's like, oh, dad, like he was funnier in death than you are in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a picture of the two of them, like when they were kids. And on the back it said, "You're rich."
Yes.
And that was the whole purpose, was to bring them together.
Yes.
And then they're discussing the picture, and like real subtly, like, "Oh yeah, can I have a job?" "Yeah, this picture, yeah, look at you. Yeah, of course you can have a job. You start tomorrow." So.
And they also then made another fat joke about the
they
lady.
They did, because they said,
"How did a whale get in this lake?" And they're like, "What are you talking about?" And she looked and it was her.
Yeah.
So that's a, fat joke's really.
Another fat joke?
Yeah.
1990. That's
All right.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it, right? That covers the whole pilot. Not a banger of an episode by any means.
Just laying the groundwork.
It did laying the groundwork. Yeah. It's got a couple jokes. Lowell's funny. We kind of get the dynamic.
And with with the way TV shows work, I know that they work now, but like back then, wasn't it like you used to shoot the pilot and then shop it to networks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's how it was back then. It was just
I think that's pretty much the
formula.
We're
just getting a feel for it. That's
you go ahead.
I was going to say, interestingly enough, I didn't realize this, but Tony Shalhoub was not in the first episode.
Yeah, shocked, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't show up, I guess, till later. I guess we'll meet him when we meet him.
We'll get here. It'll be fun to watch.
I'm still excited about it.
I'm a member of the Wool Hive.
Actors definitely need to start to gel a little and learn the characters.
It's a classic setup. It's the straight-laced brother with the laid-back brother and a little odd couple-ish kind of thing, and...
He was giving me major Joey Gladstone vibes from Full House.
He was dressed like Joey Gladstone.
Yeah.
I still think he was dressed like, I don't know, Chip or Dale. That's whatever true. One was the...
Also true. But yeah, I think that's good for this first episode, right? I think we should get into ratings.
Yeah, let's talk about these wings.
So we're gonna rate the episode first.
Okay, episode first.
So how are we rating the episode? Who wants to start?
I'll kick it off.
Go ahead.
I'll go 7 out of 10.
Whoa, I thought we were doing 1 through 5.
Okay, well, I'm gonna back that down then. Yeah. 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good rating.
I'll go a little bit higher. I'll go about 3.75 out of 5 because also this is going to be a huge nostalgia trip for me.
All right.
So this is going to take me right back to the 90s and even the early 2000s when I would watch this on syndication when I was in college.
Sure.
Smoking cigarettes and putting off whatever I should have been doing.
Fair enough.
I like that.
I like that, like, for the most part, like, Michelle and I are closer in age, but we all have a different life. Like, Brett, you're so young, but, like, we were little kids. That was like, it's just a good little gap here. I like it.
I will be honest, I kind of confuse, like, this with Night Court.
How does that happen?
Because I remember, like, being, like, a kid and my grandfather, like, watching them in syndication.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm mixing the two right now.
So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm laying this down right now. In 3.5 years, when we're done with Wings on Wings, this becomes Wings on Night Court or Night Court on Wings.
Do you want a too sweet on it?
I mean, no. I think it would be Night Court on Wings, first of all.
It's like what wings is first in Wings
you're
on Wings?
Eating wings under the influence of wings. All right. So you're Wings on Wings.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, then we'll have to find a Night Court food to
eat. Sure. Sure. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to rate this episode a 2.6. Ooh. I think I'm going a little lower. Yeah. I think the acting was a little rough. I think the characters didn't really make a lot of sense to me, and I didn't feel really connected to any of them. I don't feel like if I was watching this show for the first time now without a podcast driving me to keep watching it, I might give up on it. So, you know, I'm thinking it'll probably go a little better in later episodes, but right now, 2.6.
Right on.
Wow. All right.
I'm gonna put it at a three,
right in the middle, because I know there's gonna be room to grow. There's gonna be some stinkers. I'm gonna put it right there at a three, just so I can fluctuate back and forth. I think that's a good place to be. Well, it had some jokes, made me laugh, but it wasn't great. I think we'll get better. I think we'll get worse, but we'll be there. Just for the sake of entertainment, I guess. IMDb, this has a 7.6 rating out of 10.
Damn.
This episode. Okay. That's high praise for IMDb.
That is. That's very high praise for a pilot.
Yeah, for sure. So that it's like a 3.75 ish, like right around where Doug landed actually. So that's the episode. Let's talk the wings.
Yeah, wings.
All right, we each ate a couple wings. We made them in our air fryer here. And like we said earlier, original Anchor Bay buffalo wing sauce, medium recipe, not mild, medium. Which
I wonder if there's a hot.
If there is, we're gonna try it. So what did everybody think? I mean, it's your pretty basic cayenne pepper wing sauce.
Yeah, it's your standard sauce. Sure. Like, you know, you go to any bar, you're going to get.
Yeah.
If you order mild wings or hot wings, that's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real tasty.
I liked it a lot.
It's real, like, sweet. And I'm like, I really like it because I keep licking it off the plate right now.
Yeah, I can see the finger marks.
I am going to go. Oh boy, I don't want to set it high because then I'm gonna have high expectations.
Gotta have room to grow.
It was good sauce though.
It was really good sauce. Yeah. The wings were excellent too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go like a 4.2 out of 5.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
All right, that was delicious.
So we discussed earlier. Taste and heat.
I'll go
1 through 5 on taste, 1 through 5 on heat. 5 being we're absolutely so 4. Bananas 2, on heat here.
4.2 on the taste.
Okay.
The heat, like, I felt like, I don't know, the initial sting really, like, kind of, but it wore away, like, pretty quick. I don't know, like a 3.5.
Okay.
3.5 out of 5.
All right.
Doug, what were your thoughts?
It was a tasty wing sauce. It was a very utilitarian wing sauce.
Yes.
This is, if I just think of wing sauce in my mind, this is wing sauce.
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
If the bottle just said wing sauce, like a white label with black lettering and just wing sauce, I'd be like, okay, that's about right.
Yeah.
So yeah, for flavor, I go about 2.5, a good middle of the road. And heat, I go about 2.5 as well. there was a little kick in there, a little bit of a bite like you want to have, but it was, I was rolling with it.
All right. Michelle?
I agree with Doug. I think this is a pretty, it's a pretty classic sauce.
It is.
It's a you know, good foundation for something. So, it, you know, not really like inventive, but good classic. I'll probably, I would say, you know, about a 2.8 on flavor and probably about a 2.5 on heat. You know, it got me a little, but I think I just wasn't expecting it as much. So I expect we'll have a lot hotter.
Yep, sure will.
We definitely will.
Yeah.
For me, I think I'm pretty much in the same realm here. I was surprised by it. You know, I expected it to be that sort of base sauce. It's the inventor, supposedly, allegedly, of it. So, you know, that's the, you want that classic wing sauce flavor, which is what it has, that cayenne-based buttery sort of thing to it. The heat surprised me. I wasn't expecting it. It wasn't hot. It wasn't super hot. I'm not burning anymore. But it snuck up on me.
Yeah, it went away quick.
It did. Burn. But it was good, and that's the kind of what I want. If I'm going to sit down and eat like a ton of wings, this is a good sauce to have.
Agreed.
So I'm going to be right there around the middle, though. Like, out of five, like, the flavor, like, I really like the flavor. I like that classic wing sauce flavor. I think typical sauces, when they get hotter, lose that, and that's what hurts them. So I'm going to say, like, a 3 to 3.5. I'm going to say 3.5 on flavor, because I do like that classic wing sauce flavor. And then like a 2.5 on the heat, because it's right in the middle. It is a medium recipe. It's right down that middle there. But it was good. I mean, I really liked it. So
yeah,
wings for myself, again. Not on the podcast, but definitely be using this sauce.
100%, absolutely.
For sure. All right. So that's the episode. That's the wings.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mission accomplished.
That's episode one.
Do you want to give the social meds?
Social meds. Social media. _ Wings on Wings on Twitter. Wings on Wings podcast on Gmail. And _ Wings on Wings on Instagram.
Let's go.
You'll see the pictures of the sauce we're going to put up. Maybe some pictures of us recording or who knows what. But at least, very least, the sauces and our ratings. We'll figure all that out. But yeah, so check us out on those. Just super excited to have one episode in the can.
I'm about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. We'll see everybody. Well, we won't see anybody. We'll talk to everyone next week. Unless anybody's got anything else.
No.
All right. Well,
eat some wings and watch some wings.
Keep winging it.